Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with the Easy News. The TIEX opened up 27 points this morning from yesterday's close at 10,506 on turnover of 1.4 billion NT. The market followed other stocks in the region and fell on Monday. It closed below 10,500 points because investors were worried about the world economy. Most of the stocks sold were from the bellwether electronics sector. Investors were trying to hold on to the money they earned. Financial stocks also fell sharply, and this pushed the market down even further. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs says Taiwan and Japan will start a new round of talks about fishing this week in Tokyo. Officials at the last meeting earlier this month did not reach an agreement on changes to regulations set in 2013. That agreement covers the maritime zone that is part of Japan and Taiwan's overlapping exclusive economic zones. The area is about 200 nautical miles off Taiwan's east coast. The zone is claimed by both Taiwan and Japan. Taiwan officials say both sides want to reach an agreement and will hold more talks as the fishing season approaches. An international report says Taiwan has the lowest fertility rate in the world. The World Population Review says in Taiwan there are 1.218 children per woman. But Taiwan's government is challenging the findings. The National Development Council says data from last year shows Taiwan's fertility rate is 1.06. It says that is lower than the rate from the World Population Review report, but it's not the lowest in the world. The NDC says data from last year shows South Korea's rate is 0.98. The council also points out its data is from last year, while the World Population Review report is based on United Nations data from 2017. UK lawmakers are moving to take more control of Parliament, hoping to find a compromise on Brexit. Ollie Barrett reports from London.
329 votes to 302, the scale of the government defeat. Ministers resigning to join the vote in favour of the plan. It means MPs will get to vote on a series of possible Brexit compromises later this week to see if any could win a majority in the House of Commons. It's another blow to Theresa May's control over the Brexit process. She says it's an unwelcome development and won't commit to honouring Brexit solutions that do win a hypothetical majority later this week if they breach her red lines. Earlier, the Prime Minister said she'd like to bring her twice rejected Brexit deal back for a third meaningful vote this week, but her cabinet's been discussing the prospect of a general election being a growing possibility as a way to break the logjam. Ollie Barrett, London.
There was a large power outage across Venezuela on Monday. Reports say the outage started around 1 p.m. local time. It may have affected up to 16 of Venezuela's 23 states. Officials claim the blackout was caused by people trying to topple the government. They claim these people attacked the Guri Dam, which generates most of Venezuela's electricity. The government says electricity is already back in most of the country, and other areas will get power back within a few hours. And Mexico's president is asking Spain and the Vatican to apologize for the conquest of the Americas. Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador says he sent a letter to King Felipe VI of Spain and Pope Francis. He called the conquest an invasion and says many misdeeds were committed. The Spanish government says it regrets that the March 1st letter had been made public. They also reject the contents of the letter. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.